Hi, this is Javi. Can you please hold?
Yes, Connie, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'll hold.
Hi, this is Javi. How can I help you?
Yes, it's Connie, is that right?
Javi. It's okay.
Cobby? Okay,
Yes.
So Cobby.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I apologize.
That's
Please forgive me.
okay.
I'm just trying to figure it. I'm just trying to figure this out, and I'm confused. Okay, so help this old man out. What do you got to do to qualify for Medicaid?
So Medicaid is like if someone has like I think they not sure the amount exactly, but if they make more less than $2,000 a month, they can get approved for Medicaid. Or if they have disability or something, like we're not Medicaid,
If
we
they have a
work with
disability.
Medicaid. We are
Okay,
we're
yeah, that's
under
what I was called. That
Medicaid.
was the number that.
We're a home care agency where you can get someone to help you, and it's paid by Medicaid. You know what that is? Like a family member, friend can help you.
Yeah, somebody can help me. Yeah, if you could turn me on to somebody that can help me, how
Sure.
to, and what qualifies. I'm trying to find out what qualifies you for Medicaid. So we got Medicare, and. But I'm not understanding all the definitions. You know, I'm dumb at this. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm dumb at this. So I need, and then somebody said, man, check out Medicaid because she might be qualified for Medicaid. And
Okay,
what
let
do
me
Medicaid
see.
provide? If you could help me, I appreciate it.
Sure, just hold on a second. I'm gonna
I
try
don't
to
know if
help
there's
you
an
the
age
best.
limit or age or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna help you the best I can. Just hold on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. God bless you.
Yeah,
He sent me to the right one. Yes, he did. He sent me to
Sure, no
the
problem.
right one.
Okay,
Some people just dropped the phone on me. They don't even, they just dropped the phone and
why? I
I'm like,
really want to help
okay.
you. I don't.
Yeah.
Okay,
Well,
so let me.
I said one day they're gonna be there. They're
Yeah,
gonna need some
exactly.
help.
Yep. Everyone is gonna get, I mean, everyone wants to get to
You
that
know.
age, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you got parents, they do. Then you end up taking care of your parents. So,
Right.
and you just need somebody. Just need. I wish that they had a system where you had somebody that's been there, done that, that can guide myself and my siblings through this with my older parents. You know, because there's all the bills change, all the policy change, and you know, that's just man, it's hard.
Okay, so let me just check first. Let me see about your Medicare. What is your first and last name?
Oh, my name is Tony Jackson. I'm not. I'm checking for an older person.
Oh,
So,
I'm sorry for your for the who's the what's the
yeah,
patient's
yeah.
name?
Okay, Addie, Addie.
Okay, and the last name?
Jackson.
That's your father?
Not my mother's. I'm my wife actually. It's my wife. I'm sorry, my
That's
wife.
your wife?
Yes.
Okay. And what is her date of birth?
8/1/55.
That's ADDIE, right?
Yes,
Okay. So you said she doesn't have Medicaid, right?
Yeah. No, okay. She don't have Medicaid, no.
Okay. And does she have, does she make more than $2,000
a month? A month? No.
She makes less than that?
No, she does get Social Security.
How much a month, about?
Social Security, she gets Social Security.
A month?
So what you're saying, in order for her to get Medicaid, she got to make less than...
Less than $2,000 a month, yeah.
Like that. Less than $2,000 a month. Okay, so let me see.
You think she meets that?
Yeah, I think she meets that.
Okay.
Social Security.
Only like 800 a month,
I think she gets 800 a month because she retired from the state. Okay. Yeah, she's retired from the state, so she makes $900. She makes $900 a month.
Every month.
Because she
retired
from the state. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, let me just check. Just hold on.
Yeah. And she gets... So Medicaid is for people who make less than $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's what Medicaid is for. Okay. Now I'm getting, I kept reading in Google, it wasn't giving me nothing. And it was telling me that if you got a person that's in home that got a disability, you can get paid, your loved one can take care of you and your loved one will get paid for it. But it never would tell me what qualifies you for Medicaid.
Okay. Just hold on. Let me see.
So with that, sounds like she's not going to qualify being married, too. So I don't know if that qualifies. Okay. So that's the hook on that. Talk about you, babe. Mm-hmm. What you make on your Social Security? $900, isn't it? $900, $800. Was Social Security?
Mm-hmm.
$1,000. Okay, so you can't make over $2,000.
Okay, so what was
you see there?
Yeah. So she said nine, right?
I got her here. My wife is here now.
Okay,
she said
sure.
She made
$1,300.
On her Social Security.
That's every month, right?
Every month, yeah.
Since they took out that $180.
Yeah, that's the insurance.
Right.
Okay, and anything, does she have any other income aside from that?
Yeah, we got the Walmart.
Part-time.
Well, part-time Walmart.
She works at Walmart?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So probably she doesn't make more than $2,000 a month, right? With that Social Security and with the work.
Walmart had to put her over. Hello? What's that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So I'm trying to explain that she probably does make more than $2,000 a month.
Okay.
So the Social Security plus the side job, right?
Side job, yes. Okay, yeah. Okay,
probably
gotcha.
So she can't qualify for Medicaid. That's what I'm trying to say. I would really want to help you, but only she can't get Medicaid, right? So.
But I can, when you pass whatever age it is, you can make it whatever you want. They're not supposed to have none of that, right?
I said that for Medicaid, you need to make a certain amount of money, which is like about $2,000. It can be more. Now, sometimes people that have make more than $2,000 a month can have Medicaid, but they need to pay like a spend down each month. That's like spend down is like a certain amount of money that you need to pay each month, and people say that it doesn't pay because sometimes it can be really high. Like, I mean, it could be also $100 a month, but it could be higher than that, and people wouldn't want to pay that, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the other thing that, because she's 70, and the laws in Missouri said that you can make whatever you want, But when Medicaid, I guess when Medicaid kick in, she can't make over $2,000, so she have to have a spend down.
Right.
A spend down, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she could still qualify for Medicaid, but she just have to do a spend down every month.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Medicaid would kick in. So how would we know when she needed to do a spend down? Would somebody send us something, or
so
we just have
when you sign up for Medicaid, they will discuss it with you.
Okay, they'll discuss it with us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because the benefits outweigh because the little side job don't make much, but I understand it makes over the $2,000. But the benefits outweigh the side jobs, is what I'm saying.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree to that. But I wish I would be able to change that, but Medicaid has their own rules, you know. So let me just text you my direct phone number so where you can just give me a call back, Jack. I'm texting it to you right now on this phone number. Can you just check your phone?
You texted me?
Yes, I texted you already with my direct phone number and my name.
Okay, great. Okay. Got it.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much.
Cool.
And, yeah, just let me know what if you decide, to go with the Medicaid and the spend down, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay. And also, just ask you this other question.
I read
there where if you have Medicare or Medicaid, you got a loved one that has, because we did, my mother-in-law had Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And we took care of her at home.
Okay.
And no one told us that we could get paid through that program.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'm gonna ask, but no one told. And I'm just reading this. I'm like, oh man, which will help the family out. You know, you still got to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
So is that legit?
It actually is.
That the family member. Can get paid.
Family member can get paid for the person that has only for a patient that has Medicaid over the age of 18 and has some issues. They need to get some issues, and a family member can take care of them. That's why it's under Medicaid, because Medicaid does that service.
Medicaid.
So.
Okay. So if my grandmother didn't make over $2,000.
Right.
You know,
if she has Medicaid, then we can do that. Exactly.
If she had Medicaid, you can do that. She don't have to worry about $2,000.
No, if she has Medicaid, then we automatically know that she does not make more than $2,000. The $2,000 is only applying for Medicaid.
Okay.
So you can let me know, okay?
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.